the gloss first.
Okay, let's start over. A gloss.
A gloss first. A gloss first. Jessica Dragonette is an opera star.
Is an.
An opera star. Nice name, isn't it? The life of an artist in capitalist society.
The life of the.
The artist in capitalist society, circa 1927. When he was small, one day he was kept indoors with a cold. His mother was hoovering the rug, a new liberation then. The neighbors still had carpet sweepers. One had a maid with a dustpan and a stick.
On
a stick and a little broom. Child Hazard sprawled with a
on
the hoovered part with a dog under the tall Victrola. He played his favorite of the thick black hooting disc with flirtily stamped in the back.
On
the back. He played the land of
the land,
a land,
the
land of the sky blue water,
sky blue
water, loud. To make it loud, you
to
open.
To
make it loud, you open all four doors, and with just a diaphragm, it filled the room.
Filled
the room. When he asked her mother, how do they get the lady in the record so she sings? His mother said, at least he thinks she said, over the Hoover, who
hadn't
been president yet. When a person sings, they pressed him in hot wax.
They
pressed him in hot wax. She was never much on scientific things. Shocked at the death of Jessica Dragonette, he slipped her black corpse back into one of the books and thought of a heavy cost. The heavy cost an artist paid. Then he thought how queer it was to own all those press singers and a gramophone and not to be able to afford a live maid.
End poem. Stop taping. Okay,
yes.
Shall we just continue?
Yes, very nice, very nice.
Next poem, Meredith.
Winter, he shapes up.
He
shapes up. Now autumn has finished scolding with sumac, sun, and jays, his heavy-lidded ways, his drinking, and his balding. The day the first snow fell, it hung on the hollow
in
the hollow air.
Making
space tangible. Showing thing
him
how things are.
He
watches the yellow larches guttering on their
bowls
like half extinguished torches as the planet tilts and cools, and the laurel understory that shield the hill
shields.
From
shields
the hill from harm. The merest rag of glory could keep ambition.
Will
keep ambition warm. Gnawed by a vision of rightness that no one else seems to see. What can a man do but bear witness? And what
has he
got to tell? only the shaped things we've
He's seen
the few things made my Ben, a galaxy made well, though more of each day is dark, though he's awkward on the job,
at
the job. He squeezes paint from a tube as it is back at work.
Good.
The illiterate. Touching your goodness, I am like a man who turns a letter over in his hand. And you might think this was because the hand was unfamiliar. But truth is, the man has never had a letter from anyone. And now he is both afraid of what it says.
Means.
And ashamed because he has no other means to find out what it says than to ask someone.
Say that again.
Than to ask someone. His uncle could have left the farm to him. Or the parents. His parents died before he sent the word. Or the parents died before he sent them. His parents.
Say it to the line from the beginning.
Or his parents died before he sent them word. Or the dark girl changed and won him for beloved. Afraid and letter proud, he keeps it with him. What would.
Say it again. What would?
What would you call this feeling for the words that keeps him rich and orphan? What would you call this feeling?
His
feeling for the words that keep him rich and orphan and beloved.
Good.
A major work. Poems are hard to read. Pictures are hard to see. Music is hard to hear. And people are hard to love. But whether from brute need or divine energy, at last mind, eye, and ear, and the great sloth heart will move.
Try the last line just one more time.
And the great sloth heart will move.
You want to try this one too, well?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Country stars. The nearsighted child was taken off.
Has
taken off her glasses and come downstairs to be kissed goodnight. She blows on the window, black window pane, its hill is white. Over the apple trees, a bear, great bear passes, but she
puts
her own construction on the night.
You're doing fine. Just keep going. Two cities.
What do you?
Just go ahead. Two cities.
Two cities, a chemical plant, and clotted cars breathe our distrust of darkness on the air, clouding the pain between us and the stars. But have no fear, or only proper fear. The watcher, bright watchers are still there.
Do you want to try the last line again?
The bright watchers are still there.
Good.
Parents. What it must be like to be an angel or a squirrel, we can imagine sooner. The last time we go to bed good, they are there, lying about darkness. They dandle us once too often, these friends who become our enemies. Suddenly one day, their juniors as old as we yearn to be. They get wrinkles, but it's better smooth. It is better smooth. Odd coughs, smells. It is grotesque. They go on loving us. We go on loving them. The effrontery, barely imaginable, of having caused us and of how. Their lives, surely we can do better than that. This goes on for a long time. Everything they do is wrong. And the worst thing they all do it is to die, taking with them the last explanation how we came out of the wet sea or wherever they got us from, taking the last link of the chain with them. Father, mother, we cry, wrinkling to our uncomprehending children and grandchildren.
Carriers are good.
Okay.
Do carrier.
Carrier. She troubles the waters, and they part and close like a people tired of an old queen. An old queen who has made too many progresses. And so she goes.
So she goes.
So she goes. Leisurely swift her passage between green South Islands, careful and helpless through the locks, at lazy anchor huge and peacock vain. On the streaked sea at dawn she stands to the streaks, and when her way and the wind have make her long,
made
her long, she the planes rise heavy from her whining deck. Then the bombs luck, the guns poise and chattering. The far off dying are your near affair.
Her near affair?
Her near affair. With her sprung creatures become weak or strong. She watches them down the sky and disappear, heart gone, sea bound, committed all to air.
Lovely poem.
It's a great one, yeah.
Lovely.
What I remember the writers telling me when I was young. Look hard at the world, they said, generously if you can manage that, but hard. To see the extraordinary daughter you have to distance herself a little, utterly. Learn the right words for the umpteen times of trouble that you'll see, avoiding elevated genetics like misery or wretchedness, and find yourself a like spectrum of exact terms for joy. Some of them archaic, but all useful. Sometimes when they spoke to me, I could feel their own purposes gathering. Language, the dark-haired woman said once, is like watercolor. It blots easily. There, you've got to know what you're after and get it on quickly. Everything gets watered sooner or later with tears, she said, your own or other people's. The contrasts want to run together and must be not be allowed to. They're what you see with. Keep your word dry.